Hello everyone, welcome back to Honestly Aria. I love that whenever I do this, I talk as if I have like thousands and thousands of listeners, when really I haven't told anyone about this. I think I maybe told like three people. So, to those three people, if you are even listening, hi and welcome. I love you. Okay, today is August 12th. It's 11:06 p.m. currently in Utah. And it's a Tuesday. Tomorrow is a big day for the girls, I would say. We are being fed tomorrow because we have two things going on. Two main things. Number one, the obvious, the Summer I Turn Pretty episode comes out. Episode 6, episode 5 literally left me speechless. Like, I'm still speechless about it. I have been Team Conrad since the beginning, although I feel like I kind of have, like, I'm not biased. I've read the books before. I read the books in, like, high school or something. So, like, I already kind of knew what happened, but even when I read the books, I was Team Conrad 1,000%, because I just feel like he always seemed more emotionally mature. Anyways, so episode 5 was incredible. Thank you, Jenny Han, for directing that and giving us that cinematic masterpiece. I don't think it can get better than that, unless she continues to direct it, but she really said, I'm gonna direct this and it's going to be the best episode ever, and honestly, I could see her directing more in the future. I hope she does. Anyways, the second major thing that's happening tomorrow that's even bigger than what I just mentioned is Taylor Swift. She is going on the New Heights podcast with Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce. They posted today a little sneak peek unit, I guess you could call it, teaser, trailer, where she literally announces and says, this is my 12th album. And so, like, we know there's an album. We know there's a new album, which is amazing. I would not call myself, like, an avid Swiftie. Like, I'm, some of you are crazy. Like, some people be, like, tracking her airplane across the country, like, that's creepy. That's like a stalker level, you know? So, I'm not like that. However, I do have so much respect for her. I think she's such a baddie. I think she's genius, especially in marketing and, like, just all of the Easter eggs that she does. Amazing. Like, she's so cool. And especially as she's gotten older, like, I just feel like she's such an emotionally aware, emotionally mature person. And it's been cool to see her with Travis Kelce. Like, you can tell that she's finally with someone who really makes her feel safe and loved. And anyways, so. Oh, and we also found out the name, Life of a Showgirl, and that it's an orange theme. So the Swifties were quick. My favorite thing about living now, and I'm so glad that I live in this era of time, if you will, and I could never live in any other time, is that I don't have to do any work. Like, I woke up and everyone else had already seen the teaser video and had made 10,000 TikToks about it and had connected all of the dots. And so I just had to literally open my phone and then I knew everything. So how nice was that? Like, I didn't even have to put in the work to do that. Yes, I'm excited. I think it will be cool to, I mean, this is just my opinion. I feel like these songs, Life of a Showgirl, it'll maybe be about her experience on the Eras Tour. Incredible. Something, this is slightly related because it's still about Taylor Swift. Something I will absolutely not tolerate in this world is Taylor Swift hate. If anyone is hating on her, like, you simply, there's no room for you at my table. You know, in fact, I'm actually going to, oops, my microphone fell. Shout out Emily, you sent me this link to this microphone and then I literally bought it, so you're the best. Everyone go listen to Emily's podcast. Again, me talking like there are like millions of listeners. If you're listening, go listen to Emily's podcast. It's called College Cast. It's actually really funny. I tried listening to it at work like three times and I literally cannot because I laugh out loud too hard. So, anyways, Kate, back to Taylor Swift. So, I'm on LinkedIn right now. There was a post. It was about 6 months ago. And I'm going to read it because this lady, her name is Emily Lyons. She's really big on LinkedIn, I guess. This was right when it was at the Chiefs game, and then everyone booed her when they showed her on the screen. She posted this. She says, "This might upset some people, and honestly, I hope it does because it needs to be said. I am a Swiftie. I'm not a huge sports fan, but that's not even the point. What is the point? The way so many people feel entitled to tear down a woman for simply existing in their space. Your kids are watching you complain about Taylor Swift sitting at a football game, smiling and cheering for someone she loves in what seems to be a happy, supportive relationship. Your kids are watching you judge a woman for doing absolutely nothing wrong. And in case you need a reminder, Taylor Swift has won 324 awards. She boosted the US economy by $5 billion. That's not just impressive, it's history-making. Universities like Harvard and Stanford have courses studying her as an artist, lyricist, and musician. She quietly donates to food banks in every city she performs in. And she stood up to her sexual abuser, sued him for just $1 million, and won, proving that fighting for what's right is priceless. Still don't care? You should, because your daughters, nieces, and nephews are watching you spew. Why didn't she say sons in there? Yes, your sons aren't watching you, but your nephews are. They're watching you spew hate toward a woman who has done nothing but succeed and take up space. And what message does that send? Do better. Teach your boys to respect women. Teach your girls that they deserve to take up space. Fix it. Be mindful of your words because whether you realize it or not, they shape the future. And we all have a responsibility to make that future better." Anyway, I read that and I was like, round of applause, Emily. I was not even planning on talking about any of this. I literally pressed record and was like, let's see where the heck this goes. I don't know. I'll always come up with things to say. But I want to unpack this because this has been something that I've been thinking about a lot. Maybe it's just because I am in a very male-dominated field, male-dominated major. And so most of my life is kind of dominated by men. And I've had lots of experiences where I haven't felt like I could take up space or like I was being like pushed away or I was being looked down on just for simply existing and being there, which isn't a fun feeling. And before anyone yells at me, I'm obviously just talking about what it's like to be a girl. I do know that everything is two-sided, but right now we're just talking about this side. The thing I love most about this post is that she does say that all of us, men and women, need to be aware of what we say, how we react to things, because we are creating the culture for the future. I don't have kids yet, obviously, but even just with, like, new relationships that I form, like, new friends that I make, even, like, in my marriage, me, like, I am still considered a newlywed, I think, but, like, creating a culture in our relationship, like, how do we speak about other people? How do we speak about ourselves? How do we make other people feel loved and included? Anyways, so I think that Taylor Swift is just obviously a big target. She's a big topic. But I hope that this upcoming football season we can all do better. Because let's be real, the NFL has made a lot more money since she started showing up to those games. So I guess moral of the story is that Taylor Swift is awesome. She's great. And I think that men should stop being so emotional about her being at their little football game. Anyways, let her live her life. Let her cheer on her boyfriend. Because when Travis Kelce comes to the Eras Tour, those girls go feral. Like, loved him so much that Taylor actually ended up involving him in the show. So, I love that for them. How fun. And also, I've been seeing rumors that they're secretly engaged because of that picture that Travis posted where it kind of looks like she's, like, showing off a ring in his screensaver. But I won't believe it till I see it from the source. So, anyways, to close off that topic, I guess the thing I wanted to say most about it is that we should all just be careful how we react to things, because we do have an impact on more people than we think we do. So let's make it an impact for good, and let's support one another. I should not try to be deep when I'm so tired and literally have a sleep, because what the crap did I even just talk about? I don't know. So if I said anything crazy, just don't tell me. Just skip. Skip, skip, skip. Moral of the story is that I think Taylor Swift is awesome, and I will not be taking hate on her. Other things I will not be taking hate on. One Direction. Hamilton, the musical. These are all just music things. Other things I won't be taking hate on is Utah soda shops. Will not be taking comments on that. Things I will be taking criticism on, however, are the Hydro Jug. Because, can you guys tell that I have unmedicated ADHD? Because I'm sure that you guys literally have a headache just listening to this, and I apologize for that. But back to the Hydro Jug. I have been pretty consistent at cleaning my Hydro Jug, which says a lot, because it is so hard to take apart. You literally have to pretty much break the straw to get it off. Mold grows in there so quick, and you can't even really tell, because it's made in a way that it just covers and you can't see where the mold's growing. Anyways, so I've actually gone back to my Stanley, because the last time I tried to clean it, the mold is literally stuck on there. It won't come off. Like, I have tried everything. Every single thing Google has told me, everything that I've come up with, everything that my mom has told me, my mother-in-law has told me, like, nothing is working. I think I just need a new water bottle at this point. So, yeah, I went back to my Stanley because it's so much easier to clean and I don't have to break it every time I take it off. Because with my Hydro Jug, I was literally, it, like, loosened it every single time. I would take off the straw, and then it ended up, now it leaks. So that's like the whole point of the hydro jug, is having a big cup that doesn't leak. But now it leaks. Anyways, so that's something I will be taking criticism on, and I think we should all contact Hydro Jug and tell them. This isn't just a Karen complaint. This is just a legit, like, customer feedback. I would buy 97 of your water bottles if we fixed this problem. Because I do love that it doesn't leak, and I keep forgetting that I can't just throw my Stanley around because it will spill. Anyways. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. There's nothing normal or regular about this, but next topic that we're going to discuss tonight, there's some hair on my mic, is the fact that school is starting. That is crazy to me. I'm going into my fifth year of college. Yes, I know, that is insane. And I am also wondering, too, why it's taking me this long, and why I haven't graduated yet, and why I am not a millionaire yet. That's what everyone's wondering, is mostly that last one, how come I haven't made my first million yet? And that is because things that I probably can't say on this podcast for legal reasons. Because I don't want the John M. Hudson School of Business to sue me. Anyways. But I am excited. The classes I'm taking should be interesting. I'm going to continue doing the internship that I am at right now. I'm doing data optimization and web development. So it's been really fun. I've been learning a lot. My boss loves Diet Coke as much, probably more than I do, which is crazy, but it's also epic. The plus side of me doing this extra year is that Porter also has a fifth year because he's doing civil engineering and that just takes 5 years. And then he'll do his master's degree. I accidentally muted myself on the mic, I think. I should have learned how this microphone works before I started just, like, recording with it. But anyways, so since Porter's in civil engineering, takes him 5 years because he's doing a concurrent master's program, so he can just pay undergrad tuition while he's taking those master's classes, and then his master's only takes a year. So we will graduate with our bachelor's degrees at the same time. So cute. We'll graduate in the spring. I'm excited. I'm mostly just excited to be done with school because I've had a little taste of what I really want to do with my life, and surprise surprise, it's not sitting in a cubicle. I started this little side business, I guess you could say, doing web development and like brand design. So I actually just finished up, I'm almost finished up with my first client with that. So, like, I designed their logo, color palette, actually, like, made a font for them, put together a whole brand suite, and then now I've created them, like, a fully custom website. It's for an engineering firm. Anyways, and now I'm just working on search engine optimization, and then I'm done with the site. So anyways, it's been so freaking fun. It has just been the perfect mix of technical and creative, where I get to use all my technical skills. I still get to code and I get to use different softwares, but then I also get to design and not be so rigid. Anyways, I love it. I'm obsessed with it, and you can actually charge people so much money. So maybe that's where my first million will come from. I hope so. But I do have to get through this last year of school first. So Anyways, if you or any of your friends need a website and a brand kit, let me know. Or either or. Email me, aria@threadwellcreativeco.com. That's my little, whatever you call it, company name, Threadwell Creative Co. I did come up with that myself because I was actually talking with one of my favorite professors about how I wanted to do this, and she literally like guided me to this. She's like my little guardian angel. I love her. She's like, well, why do you want to do this? Like, what, you know? And I was like, I just feel like so many brands aren't taking full advantage of storytelling through design and like through their brand and through their website and like having everything just come together and be cohesive. And anyways, so then we ended up talking about how like we believe that the best brands are like threaded together well, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's what I should call it, Threadwell. So let me know if you think it's cringe. Just kidding, don't. Because I actually already purchased the domain, so I now own it. Which is legit. Yeah. Other adult things happening in my life include, I think my frontal lobe is developing. Because for my birthday, got a vacuum. A stick vacuum. And I was ecstatic. Ugh. I love it so much. I have been wanting one for quite some time. So I was really excited when I saw that. And then also tonight I'm kind of packing up all of our stuff slowly for when we move to Logan next week. And I have like all of our like legal documents. It's like my birth certificate and you know, like all the stuff I need to change my name. And I was like, oh, we like need somewhere to put this. So tell me why I ordered, mind you, with my birthday money, with my like birthday gift card that I got on Amazon, I ordered a little fireproof box container organizer to keep all of your documents safe. And why am I, like, so excited for it to come tomorrow so that I can organize? Like, this is my type A self-showing. And also, I just think maybe that my frontal lobe's developing, but I'm, like, so amped about it. Anyways, it's fireproof. It's insulated. It's also waterproof. It's portable. So you can store literally all of your stuff in there. Like, we have, like, our car titles and, you know, like, your marriage license and passport and stuff like that that I feel like just need to be organized. And also, it was only $32. And my gift card was for $35, so it was actually free. But anyways, I don't know why I'm so excited for that, but I am. So, my frontal lobe, it's developing. I do have one more year of having a not fully developed frontal lobe. So, I think I should take advantage of that and use it as an excuse for everything. Other adult things. So, Porter actually got a grill for his birthday. So that's another adult thing that I'm amped about. And like, what is life? Like, oh my goodness. If I were to tell like 10, 11, whatever little kid me that I got a vacuum for my birthday and that I was like so excited about it, she would be appalled. She would be like, we are not the same. You have betrayed me. You like, yeah, anyways, so I think I've come a long ways though, and yeah, you know, I think I've been yapping for long enough. Also, it's 11:43 now, and I'm really tired, so I should probably go to bed before I say anything else dumb. But I do want to close with saying, why did that sound like I'm doing a church talk or a lesson? I just want to close, but anyways, sorry. Last thing I'm going to say, my drink order right now, Diet Dr. Pepper, raspberry puree, coconut cream. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Like, oh my gosh, it's so good. Anyways, all of you should go order that. But here is the trick. You have to do it with no ice because then they give you so much more. Because if you put ice in there, then we just get so much less drink. And especially in the summer, the ice melts so fast. And then you just have this watery drink and it's not good. So, there is your life hack. The end. I hope you all have a great day. And if you're starting school, good luck. If you are going on another day of living in the corporate world, good luck with that as well. If you're unemployed, I'm jealous of you. If you're a stay-at-home mom, I'm so jealous of you. And yeah, have a great night. I love you all.